Broadcasters may finally be getting some balls. A report in the LA Times says broadcasters may challenge the FCC's new $500,000 per fuck fine just authorized by our moralizing Congress. They almost don't have a choice. This expanding media, you're listening to some of it right now, is making goody-two-shoes terrestrial broadcasting less relevant every minute. The overzealous FCC, spurred on by the Bordigans' over-the-top reaction to Janet Jackson's boob and Bono's plain talk at the '03 Golden Globes, is starting to make free TV sound as squeaky clean as Nick at Night. That's not the way we talk anymore, at least most places. Meanwhile, on March 5th, Deadwood comes back on HBO, and I can't wait. Not only is this episodic dramatic series set in a frontier camp in the Black Hills of South Dakota stunningly beautiful in HD, the dialogue is real and not some sanitized bullshit like the classic horse opera western. The language is this strange mix of the most uptight, perfumed, flowery, stilted late 1800s formal address and the most liberal use of motherfucking cocksucking shit-ass profanity that was ever uttered by a bunch of sons of bitches on anybody's television. How the shit can CBS or NBC or ABC compete? The language has a life of its own. On the fan site at hbo.com/deadwood, we're discussing fuck-per-minute ratios, painstakingly figured out by the fuck-spotting folks at the West Virginia Surf Report. Leave it to geeks to quantify and number crunch everything. Total fucks in Season 1, 831, for an FPM ratio of 1.23. How can the terrestrial broadcasters ever compete? If the over-the-airs don't sue, they're toast. But that's just my opinion.